Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second, the center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third, the DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive towards third. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Riles. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Riles steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gagne moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Manning. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti bunts towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Bush moves to second. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi is walked intentionally. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush scores. Lombardozzi moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Lombardozzi scores. Gagne goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Danny Darwin now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-2 in the game. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Svium settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Laudner bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-2 in the game. Sviam is called out on strikes. one out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cerrone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Mickey Hatcher pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.